What up, guys? Hope you guys are doing great, man. Happy, what is it, Wednesday? Holy shit, I'm forgetting the days. I hope everybody's doing good. I want to go in about this so-called COVID vaccine bullshit they're trying to make. Cases are spiking. We all knew there was going to be a second wave. A second wave is coming. We all knew that, you know, for a fact. You know what I'm saying? It's getting colder. You know what I'm saying? People are getting sick this time. The weather be changing. So we all knew this shit was going to happen, you know? And now that Biden won the presidency, well, Trump's still out here trying to, you know, try to sue states and this and that to recount votes and all that shit. Good luck doing that, bro. They should just fucking work on getting another stimulus package. Because New York State, Andrew Cuomo just made a fucking another, he addressed it everybody today in the news. Starting Friday at 10, there's going to be curfews now in New York now because the fact that coronavirus cases are keep spiking. Bars, restaurants, all the other, you know, stores are going to pretty much have a curfew 10 o'clock. So it's not like I go to the bar anyways. It's crazy. It's going to be crazy, man. It's getting bad out here. It's just, we have no control of this and we're just getting bad. Yeah, it's just bad, guys. It's not that much. All we can do is stay protected, you know. There's some cases at my hospital where I work at. There's some cases over there. Yeah, man. It's just crazy, man. The whole situation's crazy. And I don't hear no stimulus talk, no stimulus, no negotiations. The election's over already. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know do you want to keep doing recounts? I don't know what's going on, but you know, something's got to give. You know what I'm saying? Something's got to give. What are they gonna do? You know, Cuomo wants to do curfews. I mean, I would rather work than fucking be on unemployment. Man, unemployment's not really paying. But that's something different. That's, you know, I'm talking about the people that, you know, that work in the restaurants and the bars. They how are they gonna make their money now? You know what I'm saying? If they have a curfew now. Like, we're going back to square one again. That's exactly what's happening. It's going to be like March, April, May, and June, you know? Those 4 months was bad. It was horrible, man. Fucking, it was just bad, guys. What was it? March, April, May, June. Yeah, it was bad. It started tapering down. What was it? What, the end of August it started going down? But, you know, we got November. We still got this month. This month, December, January, February, March, April, you know, we still got until it's still going to be chilly, you know, now that there's, you know, the seasons, we still, you know, these next 4 months are going to be brutal. The second wave is here, man. Texas, they fucking surpassed New York and California with coronavirus cases. They got over 1 million fucking cases. Like, damn. I mean, whether the fucking coronavirus is man-made or not, whatever it is, if people say it's a hoax, I think it's man-made, of course. I think it's man-made to depopulation, but that's my opinion. You know, this is crazy. The fact it affected a lot of people. Now with the vaccine, they're saying it's going to be 75% accurate. You know, it'll be like pretty much like the flu vaccine. Like, we know how you have to get the flu vaccine every fucking year because flu season, pretty much coronavirus is like the new flu. But it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, do I really need to fucking get all these vaccines, flu and fucking coronavirus now? It's just too much. It's too much on your body. They just want to destroy us, man. The question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to get this virus? What are you going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to listen to you're going to be like the sheep like everybody else is out here and get the fucking virus? Even if your job says it's mandatory, you know, you don't have to go. You couldn't decline it. You know, you gotta fill out some paperwork. I guess I don't know how that works, but you're not obligated to get any vaccine if you're not entitled. You're not obligated to. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to. You know, but they push that. They pushed that vaccine thing on the people, man. They want to push that on us. To make depopulation. Remember that. So that's what it's all about, man. Control. Population control. They've been planning to do this for a while, guys. You know what I'm saying? We gotta be smart about this, man. We gotta open our eyes and realize what the fuck is going on, you know? You know, it's just crazy. It's sad, man, how shit's going. Shit's going crazy out here, man. And this vaccine is... A lot of people are gonna decline it. They're gonna refuse it. They're gonna refuse this fucking vaccine. They're going to refuse it. They're not gonna want to keep it. They're not gonna want to do what they want to do with it. They're not gonna want it, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna make you. It's gonna make you. I had to take the flu shot, for example. I had to get the flu vaccine. Well, it was like three weeks ago. I got it because of the fucking job. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dumbass. Should have declined it. So, you know, whatever, fuck it. I got it, and then after that, I felt like shit. Like, you feel like you get the flu more when you get it than fucking not getting it. It's like they put the flu in the fucking vaccine. Isn't that crazy? Like, it's crazy. It's insane. You know what I'm saying? But this is what they do, guys. You know, so I can imagine the fucking coronavirus vaccine, the COVID vaccine, the so-called COVID vaccine, whatever that happens. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. And, you know, we got to just be positive and keep our, you know, we just got to fight this, guys. You know, COVID's not going to get, it's going to be with us for the next year. We know that. It's going to be with us. I would, you know, since if nobody wants to, I don't know. I'll give it till winter in 2021, to be honest. To be honest, man, to actually be affected, to actually, you know, this is me. This is my opinion. I see it as that, you know what I'm saying? I see it as going away 2021 winter. Because the fact that it's spiking right now and fucking, it's already what? We're already in fall, the mid-fall, November, right? So the fact that it's going up in fucking November, there's mad cases going on. And the big cities, like, you know, like Texas and New York now is getting up. And we get New Jersey's already going up. California too. So the fact that we have mad people living in New York and those areas got a lot of people, it's, of course, it's gonna bound to happen. Some states are gonna recuperate faster than us. You know what I'm saying? Some states are not gonna have that much cases like New York, because New York's fucking like what? Like 70 million people living in New York. You know what I'm saying? Just alone. Even though everybody's leaving from New York, because this is a shitty city now. It's getting bad. Look at the mayor. Look who the mayor is and the governor. You know what I'm saying? People are fucking getting the fuck out of here. Which I don't blame them, you know, but I can't do that right now, unfortunately. But, you know, it's just bad, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of cops, correction officers, are resigning too, man. It's just, they don't want to be on the job. They too much liability. They're just scared, man, because a lot of them got tested positive for coronavirus, man. Especially in the correctional facilities. And, you know, you're in a fucking jail cell the whole time. With inmates, what do you expect? You know, and that's New York, man. It's just bad, man. They have to fucking figure out a plan with the stimulus. They gotta do something with that, man. Something's gotta give with that, man. Because a lot of people are struggling still, man. This shit's just getting bad. The fact that this guy's putting a new curfew now, it just fucks up everything, you know what I'm saying? Not for me, because I thank the Lord, I still got my job. My job's essential. But for people out there that work in bars, restaurants, you know what I'm saying, that work at the movie theaters, you can forget about the movie theaters. Those movie theaters been closed for fucking months now. They already shut down the ones and by me permanently. And gyms, forget about it. This will knock gyms down out of business more. This fuck, because of this coronavirus shit. They have curfews now. It's like, damn, we're going back to square one again. You know what I'm saying? That's why I didn't even bother going back to the gym, because I knew this shit was gonna happen. I knew this shit was gonna happen, second wave. Everybody should have known about this fucking second wave, to be honest. Y'all all should have known about this. It was gonna bound to happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, the flu season was up here. By November, December, it's gonna be bad. This month and next month, forget about it. January, February too, man. March, you know, come on. We all knew about this. We all knew about this. We can't sit here and play dumb, man. We gotta just... I know I ain't getting no vaccine. Would you get the vaccine? That's the question. What would you do? What are you guys gonna do about it? My advice for you guys, try to check your vitamin D levels. Make sure your vitamin D is strong. Exercise, obviously. You wanna keep your immune system on point. You gotta keep your body good. Sweat, you know, exercise, keep in shape. Drink a lot of fluids. Water. Water's number one. You know, stay positive, you know what I'm saying, and just be smart, man. If you feel sick, you stay home. You know, obviously, we all know about, we gotta stay home, and just be, you know, be prepared, because everybody bound to fucking get this virus, man. It is what it is at this point, but we just gotta do our jobs, guys. So, you know what I'm saying, if you don't want to take that vaccine, nobody can force you to take that vaccine, man. Fuck that. Don't be be in charge of your body. Be in charge of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't be the sheep that everybody wants to be. Follow the leader. Whatever this person does, you're gonna hop on it. Nah, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like it's safe, if the CDC recommend, if you want to get it, that's cool. You get it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's gonna stop you. That's you. You chose to do that. You get it, man. You know what I'm saying? By all means, but I know I'm my own person. I don't want to sit here and follow nobody else. Because I make my choices. I make my decisions. That's just me. Alright, guys? Y'all take care of yourselves, man. Let me make sure you follow me on YouTube. There's a reason for everything. That's my channel. Social media is just follow Tony. Check me out. I appreciate every single one of you guys, man, for hearing me out. God bless you all. Let's get big. Let's be positive. Let's stay healthy during these crazy times. And God bless you all, guys. All right, take care.